This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Mets will be back in action tonight hosting the Rays. They look to keep it going at home. Best record in Major League Baseball. More on that coming up in a little bit, BT. But obviously we're starting talking about the Knicks here. This head coaching search, it continues. There seems to be new reports every day. We're reacting to the comments yesterday from Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart. And maybe this is a deeper issue than just, we talk about the crack in the foundation with, okay, the established head coach and he's out. And what does that mean for Leon Rose if he's not happy with the direction of the organization? If, in fact, this wasn't his full decision, what about the superstar? But what about that locker room and the chemistry that this group had that was part of their charm and one of the main reasons they had success a couple years ago with guys like DiVincenzo and Hartenstein? You talked about it. Tibbs got them playing as a group really since day one, and then with the different iterations, the different talent that comes and goes, playing together, it does seem like, and Zerbiak hinted to this before the postseason, it does seem like there could be a little bit of a fracture there. Then the reports afterwards, some players upset with Rick Brunson, some players not happy with Tibbs. We know where Brunson stands on Tibbs. We know where Hart stands on Tibbs. I mean, there could be a fracture within that group. I don't know how you overcome that to get to the next level to be a championship team.
Well, I guess you start by identifying the right coach, getting them in, and starting the healing. I always think that there's, maybe not always, but I do believe more times than not, there is definitely a solution. Some are easy, some are not. And I think this might be a little more complicated than I originally thought because, yeah, you've got a couple things that are going on right now. Clearly, some of the players weren't happy with the former head coach, so you had that lingering whatever. All right, they addressed it. The players won. Tibbs gone. Now, if Rick Brunson is brought back, what does that do for the players' morale that are also brought back? And pretty much most of the team will be, unless they make a massive trade. So that's one aspect. If they don't bring back Rick Brunson, what's that do to the star? That's another aspect, who's his dad.
Right.
And then, you know, their top decision maker, who has as much juice as anybody in basketball, if Dolan really intercepted and took over and Leon Rose was not fully on board with firing Tom Thibodeau, how long is he sticking around for this?
And then when you talk about the potential change in players, you know, there was the dream about Giannis. Doesn't seem like that's going to happen. He's probably not leaving Milwaukee. Now, again, I don't know. We're just going based off of reports. And there are conflicting reports everywhere, but you got to go with people you trust. And then Steph Bondi, the post-shooting down the report that we talked about yesterday from ESPN that said there were 5 teams for Durant. Bondi saying Durant's not happening to the Knicks. And that is understandable. Like, it never seemed likely.
I thought it was a pretty plausible
possibility.
I think it's a great fit.
Yeah, I don't know if I would say it would be likely, though, over.
But why would it be ruled out now? Tonight, it's one thing to be like number 5 out of 5 on a list. That's fine. But at least you're in the conversation. I trust Bondi's reporting. I'm not shooting it down. Somebody's going to be wrong.
ESPN didn't say it was going to happen. They just listed the 5 teams. So Bondi then took that report further, saying that it's not happening with the Knicks.
Okay, so from ESPN's perspective, again, there's semantics. Were they reporting, or was that, hey, of all the things that could happen this offseason, these are the 5 destinations that appear to be the best fit for Kevin Durant without reporting? If that's the case, okay. That's one thing. But there's been smoke with Durant because Kleiman, you know, his guy, is a massive Knicks fan. Like, he really wanted, I mean, this has been shot down. Who the hell knows what's true at this point? But Kleiman really wanted KD to go to the Knicks back in the day, and Kyrie Irving is the one who apparently kind of took that over and hijacked it and said, "Nah, we're going to the Nets," and KD said, "All right, I'm going to follow you." Whatever. Who knows what's true at this point? I don't know, except that for a team that was this close to still playing basketball, it seems like they are, you know, coming off a 19-win season where you had anarchy throughout. It doesn't fit the tone of the season.
A league source told Bondi, New York will not be dealing for the future Hall of Famer. So that is as definitive as it gets
that.
Right there.
I don't know why. That's a little disappointing.
Yeah, well, I was trying to look for why, but that was it. Either way, so the point is the mix of the players and the idea of... At this point, I mean, be hard-pressed to find Karl Anthony Towns on another team, no? I would bet that it's going to be Karl Anthony Towns, unless you get a better option than him, as far as the talent goes. We can nitpick and call him soft or a losing player, whatever we want, which we did, but where are the better options that are out there? Which is why I was okay with the trade in the first place. So now they're going to try to maximize what they have, maybe change some ancillary pieces, but... Hey, much like the reports about the Knicks trying to swing big for a head coach and being denied, yeah, maybe they were trying to swing a move for a big player like Giannis or Durant, but doesn't seem like that's going to be the case.
Well, listen, to your point about, you know, the different options, what would be a better option than Karl Anthony Towns? Well, specific to Karl's skill set, I don't think there is a better option. I think he's among the most gifted bigs I've ever seen. So, no, if the Knicks were to decide, and I don't know if they're even thinking about this, whatever, but the fact that they fired Tom Thibodeau and, you know, Cat's not happy tells me that they're not looking to trade Cat. That's just, you know, deducing whatever we know, right? Putting it together. You could stylistically change how you play. Like, you're not going to get a better big shooter who's also 7'1 and as big as Cat. But you could get a totally different type of player and try to win differently.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Philip is calling from Jamaica, Queens. What's up, Philip?
Hello, thank you for taking my call. I have a Nick question. I just want to make a point about a baseball with the Central. There is a team that took 2 out of 3 from the Yankees in the series, and I'm impressed with them. Are you worried about the Tigers?
I mentioned the Tigers. Does it move the Tigers back to the East and then disband the AL Central? But we don't need to make it a conversation about the AL Central necessarily. And obviously, they're not going to contract the whole league. It's just worthless to me, especially when it comes to beating the Yankees. The Yankees own the AL Central. We'll see what happens.
Always have. Going back to the Twins back in the day. Yeah, sure.
Well, I have a next question. Do you think the fact that they fired Tibbs, who made the conference finals, you think it affects the coach starts? Like, coaches like Jason Kidd and Malone would say, I want job security. And Tibbs, who is a really good coach, made it to the conference final. The star player liked him, and they fired him. So why should I go to a place, especially Kidd, who's secure with Dallas, would say, well, why should I take a chance of going to the Knicks?
Money.
I might
lose
opportunity. I don't think that's the case, Phil. Put yourself in whatever available head coach. Jason Kidd is not in this conversation because he has job security with another team.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about Mike Brown. Let's use him as an example. Right?
Yep.
He's gotten fired before plenty of times, whatever, been around the block, been an assistant. If the New York Knicks come knocking at Mike Brown's door, you think he's going to say, I'm good because you guys, the way you treated Tibbs.
He's going to run to the job.
Yeah, or is he going to say, well, this is an opportunity. It's New York. I'm going to be getting paid a boatload. They've got star players there. And I believe, any coach worth a salt would say this, I believe I'm going to be the guy that could get them over the hump, and then I'll be a legend. Like, that's how you have to think. You can't be going in thinking, oh, no, Dolan's going to fire me. No, you got to be going in thinking, I'm going to be the guy that's going to turn this around.
Yeah, I agree with that mindset. But I don't think you necessarily go and saying, all right, this guy's going to fire me. It's more, are we compatible? Do I want to work with this guy? That is a real thing that is going to be an inner evaluation that all these guys are going to have to process and sort through. I actually think Mike Brown is good. I like Mike. But the other thing you've got to factor, too, like if you're a Mike Brown or a Malone, somebody who's on the side, somebody who's not currently employed, there's one job open right now. It's this job. So whomever gets it, all the other guys are on the beach waiting. Now, they could do TV, and there's ways to obviously, you know, consult, and then when another opening comes up next year, you're back in the coaching cycle. But what happens year to year, hot assistants begin to elevate, which they could jump over you if they're younger, if they're viewed as more innovative. So somebody like a Mike Brown or a Malone, if they were to turn down an offer, it's a dangerous game because you assume, oh, I'll get another chance, but you don't always get that chance in a good situation that's ready to win.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get some of these guys who have just made endless millions of dollars that are dying to get back in.
They missed a game. They miss it.
Go do something else. You made your millions of dollars. You had some success. Like Mike Malone, you won an NBA title. I don't know how much he made.
He's young. Mike's in his late 40s, dude. He's got 60-something.
How much do you think is enough? Because let's say Tibbs is probably good at this point in his career.
Yeah, right? If he's not, he's got the worst financial advisors. He's got $30 million coming aside from everything else he's made.
I know, $30 million. Now, he's old enough. If he were 40.
He's not even married. There's no kids.
I know, so that's a different. So he's a different story, but $30 million sounds like a lot, but over the course of the rest of your life, if you're 40 or 50 years old,
yeah,
after taxes, like the 30 is what, 15?
Yeah, basically 15, depending upon what state you're in. All now, right. He's here, so it's not going to be good.
All right, but I'm saying, so now let's say you're 50 years old, yep, and you've got $15 million coming to you. Is that enough to retire at the age of 50?
It depends on your lifestyle.
Okay, well, right, so you got to live a normal lifestyle. You can't live a lavish lifestyle.
Well, I think lavish is subjective. I mean, I don't know that you're on your own private jet every weekend, yeah, jumping across the globe here, but I do think even with a minimal return, you know, you get 6-8%. You're set, man. I mean, again, it's not so much what you have, right, which is also a big part, right, of it. It's the return that you get for, and right, obviously, I don't do that for a living,
but I know.
You know, you get, there are absolutely
your money makes money. I
get avenues
it,
that you know you're going to get, right, like 6-8%, and you live off that.
Right, but so even so, like, that's what I'm saying. I'm good. I'd be good. Let me live off that. I don't need the stress. I don't need the, like, it's like these guys are, there's only one coaching job. They're dying to get back in. I can see Johnny Bryan, obviously.
He wants his first crack.
Yeah, that's a different story. You're Mike Malone. You're going to deal with the bull crap? Now, again, I don't know his exact situation with the finances or Mike Brown. I'm assuming Mike Brown should be good. He's been an assistant forever. He's been a head coach multiple times over. Like, don't you think he should be good financially?
I see, but what you're omitting is the most important part. It's who they are. They are incomplete without it. And that's why it's funny. I was surprised at your answer. This came up maybe now 3, 4, 5 months ago. Like, if we had X, and maybe a Powerball, whatever it was. If we had X amount of money, what would we do? I remember you saying, see ya. I still think, now, you're not going to want to do two jobs like you're doing now, yeah, and coming into the city and sitting in traffic and then going to SNY and getting home late.
Maybe I work from home.
Well, exactly.
Two or 3 days a week.
Correct. You and me, you are going to need a microphone of some sort, some time frame to communicate. Because what I see and what I've always known about you is that this is real. This is not like, well, you know, this is not about, yeah, Boomer Deke. Nobody take it that way. I played pro sports for 15 years and somebody wants to give me a gazillion dollars, so I guess I'll talk sports. No, you are incomplete, at least now. I am too, by the way.
I know, but
without sports radio, it's in our blood, dude. But you don't walk away from that.
But don't you feel like you get to a certain point where it's like, all right, like, we used to also go to a ton of games. Like, I used to love going to games.
Mm-hmm.
50 games a year.
But you weren't in the business. You weren't in the business.
You get to a certain point where it's like, all right, well, I quenched that thirst.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And, mm-hmm, okay, well, now I'm not saying I'm there yet with this, but if I had $50 million or $30 million, like, if I'm Tom Thibodeau, I certainly wouldn't want to get back on the horse. There's no need for it. I know he loves it, but, like, come on.
I guarantee he's going to try to coach. Okay, what would you do?
Honestly, myself on the beach.
That sounds great.
Now you're right. The grass is always greener. Yeah, spend time with. Well, I was going to say spend time with my wife and kid, but then I'm thinking that through.
Now you go coaching the G League to avoid that.
Do that.
Forget about coaching the NBA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On second
thought, come on, man. Yeah, I'll tell you this. You know, I've said it, and it sucks that it's going to happen, and I think you know where I'm going. But when I can no longer coach my kids, a piece of me is going to die, which is why whenever I'm done with this business, which is also a massive piece of me, and I don't plan on being done with it anytime soon, but whenever that next transition in my life occurs, you will see me. Well, you won't see me, but I will be on a field. I don't care how good they are. I don't care if it what they look like or where I am, Florida, here, whatever. I will be coaching little kids just because I need to. And these guys need to coach.
BT and Sal, the fan. Dino's calling from Bayside. What's up, Dino?
Sal, BT, what's up? I'll be quick. Listen, let's be the first New York team to hire the female coach of the Indiana Pacers, the assistant coach. She's a bulldog. Have you seen her on the sideline?
Yeah, she's good. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, we've seen her.
Let's be the first female coach, New York City. We can do it.
Hey, I don't care about having the first female. I care about having the best. And if she's a female, if that's a female, then great.
I'm all for it. I don't care who it is.
There you go, Sal. One other big thing you guys should be talking about, I don't know who your producer is, the World Cup is here.
The hell out of here, World Cup.
On the stage.
What do you mean it's
here?
World
Cup is here.
The World Cup is here.
What?
When? When is that?
It's in the summer, starting in the summer.
I got to know for traffic reasons, and thanks for the call, Dino. I want to make sure I avoid it.
Is
the World Cup coming here this year?
Yeah, I think so.
Hoff, are we sure about that?
Year.
That's what I thought. I didn't think it was this
next year.
I knew it was coming here, but I did not think it was this year. We would have had a heads up already. The summer is a couple of months away. I think it's next year.
They're doing events, though, from what I understand, like down somewhere in like Jersey City.
Okay.
I think they're starting events for the next month to promote next year.
Haven't we had a disappointing, the American men's team?
Stinks, doesn't it?
Well, it has historically not been where we would like it to be, but I think it was supposed to make these big strides, and I feel like this year has been a disappointment on the global stage. I'm not a big soccer guy, except when my kids are playing, but... Yeah, I mean, I'm not getting on the radio talking about the World Cup. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I'm not a big soccer guy.
Who's their captain?
Outside of the Red Bulls.
No, me neither.
I'm actually wearing my Red Bull shirt
today. Oh, I have a Red Bull shirt on, too.
It just so happened.
There you go.
I do like going to the game. It's a great thing at Sports Illustrated Stadium there.
It's a nice venue. Right off 280, you talking about that one?
Yeah.
That's
right,
a beautiful venue.
It's great. And I'm not opposed to the World Cup. I'll watch it and get into it. I couldn't talk about it.
No, I couldn't. I've watched it. No, but we put it on, whether it's Team Ireland, I'm half Irish, Italy, I watch them. Of course. I root for America first, but... I'm not here to denigrate. It's not a passion. And more importantly, I don't know anything about it. So I sound like an idiot enough when I'm saying Lindor shouldn't hit lefty anymore? I start talking about something I really don't know about.
Right. We barely know basketball or baseball. All right. Jay is calling from Miller Place. What's up, Jay?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Love the show.
Appreciate it.
Hey, listen, just a quick point on Rick Brunson and kind of just going back to the next head coaching search piece. I'm curious on your guys' thoughts on how much power he has. He was giving Tibbs advice throughout this season, right? Playing starters, not to play him, especially at the end of games, depending on the score. I just want to get your guys' view on what do you think about him staying? Because whatever head coach you might get, if he's there, is he still kind of calling the shots behind the scenes?
That's the problem, Jay. That's the problem that I'm trying to preemptively avoid. Now, if it is somebody who looks at Rick Brunson truly as an asset and says, I know him, I'm familiar with his work, I know he can do this, I want him, well, then that's different. I don't say you just kick him out on his behind because you don't do that. You've got to do your homework. But to force Rick Brunson on a head coach is disaster.
Yeah, see, I disagree with that.
Because
if you went away from Rick Brunson and you forced that on your superstar, that to me would be the disaster.
Only if you don't think Jalen Brunson would
able
to still be a pro. And I do. And I know that you do,
too.
It's going to hurt his feelings.
Well,
but was he going to shut down? Going to start averaging 9 points a game? What is he going to do? Was he going to protest?
I would not. It's working here with Brunson and his father. Look, there are two, to me, indispensable figures with the New York Knicks right now. Jalen Brunson and Rick Brunson. Anybody else?
Rick Brunson.
Oh, because of Jalen. Anybody else could go. I don't care about Cole Anthony Towns.
I don't care
about Bridges.
Me neither.
I want to build it around Jalen Brunson.
And Rick.
Obviously, you need the other pieces, and I like Ananobi, and I like Towns, too, certain times. And even Bridges, he's got to be better, but I could see the potential of him. But without Brunson, Jalen, nothing else matters to me. And I'm assuming that Rick is a big part of that.
What does Rick do?
He's his dad. He's a coach. He holds him accountable. He rides him. He gets on him. He knows his son better than anybody. I don't think there's anybody walking the face of this earth that knows his son better than he does and is better equipped to coach his son.
To push his buttons during a game. I think there was certainly a point where that's indisputably true. We talk about the video we saw when Jalen was 14. His dad's like, go faster, left hand, go quicker, harder, let's go. There is no doubt that Rick Brunson made Jalen Brunson. He created the mold, and then Jalen put the work in to become Jalen Brunson. Without Rick, Jalen Brunson's not in the NBA. I have no problem saying that. But that doesn't mean that Jalen Brunson can't flourish without his dad as a 27-year-old NBA superstar.
I wouldn't want to upset him.
Just don't agree with that. I don't want to upset him either. That part I agree with, but I am willing to upset him if I believe Rick is a detriment to a new coach. That's what I'm saying.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Stranger things have happened, but the Knicks head coaching search continues in a weird way here. Man, look, I'm usually the guy that would see the opposite side of things, and it seems like everybody is piling on the Knicks for this, whether it's Barkley, Magic, whatever. And it's not just those guys, but everybody on social media ripping the Knicks, not understanding what they're doing here. It does not mean that they can't get it right. However, this search, to me, there is no... They could come out on the other side looking great with it,
mm-hmm.
but to me, they made a mistake already in letting go of Tibbs, so I can't get behind it. And there is no way to defend what appears to be their process when they're reportedly looking to all these head coaches that are employed. Come on!
It's a mess. And I don't think the national commentary's been about, oh, the Knicks are fools for firing Tom Thibodeau. Yeah, you've gotten a little bit of that. It's more about what the hell are they doing? What's next here? What's going on? Now, there is a possibility, all right, that I don't think that I would do this, even though I like him and I'm intrigued by him. They may view Johnny Bryant so favorably where they already know, all right, at the very least, we have Johnny Bryant in our pocket. We got him. He didn't get the Phoenix job. There's no other job to be had. He's been here for 4 years. We know him. He knows us. He's in our back pocket. Let's swing for a home run. He's at least a guaranteed stand-up double. They might be thinking that, which is why now they're so cavalier in asking basically.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every organization, can we talk to your guy? Not that they don't want to get a yes, but if they get a no, it's not fatal because they think Johnny Bryant's pretty good.
I who do you think at this point? I don't think it's going to be Johnny Bryant.
I think it could be.
From the beginning, I said it would be a disaster if they hire him. I still think they're valuing experience. I don't want him. I could give all the other guys. If you had to pick one now, and this has been different over the days here or weeks.
Yeah.
Like for me, last week it would have been Jason Kidd. Or earlier in this week, Jason Kidd. Now I would probably go away from that. You have one you think it's going to be now?
I like Johnny Bryant a lot more than you. And I remember saying that before early in the process. So I am much more bullish on Bryant. Although I get your point about, hey, it's pretty red. Just stick it in the microwave. Do you want to really mess this up at this point with somebody who's not been a head coach before? I get that. I don't think Dallas is going to acquiesce. I think Jay Kidd's trying to play us here to get a few more bucks out of it. I think it might be Mike Brown.
Yeah. See, I'm going more toward like Taylor Jenkins or Brown now. One of the. I mean, again, we're following the reports, but also using common sense. If the other team said no, and maybe I shouldn't get away from my belief on Jason Kidd, if that still might be a possibility. Yeah, maybe that's. I'd be curious to see what the betting odds are on that. If you could look it up, Hop. Those have changed, I'm sure, over the days as well. Kidd, I'd say a slim possibility. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're hiring Bryant. I think if they hire Bryant, it would be, maybe even more so because of the Rick Brunson dynamic. With Rick Brunson, Jalen Brunson, you can have Johnny Bryant come here.
I think that's the situation where you would actually be able to force Rick Brunson upon Johnny Bryant. You're not going to do it to Mike Brown if he doesn't want him.
Dove, you have the odds from, this is according to Fox Sports from yesterday.
Correct. Go ahead. So Mike Brown is +110.
Right.
Wow.
Taylor Jenkins +190.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Bryant +350.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mike Malone +500.
Kid on there? Okay. See that, but that makes sense in line with the current reporting.
Yeah, it does. I just don't know why they don't have any interest in Malone. I don't understand.
Yeah, I think that there's just stuff with him in the front office.
Personality stuff?
Yeah, I believe
so. It could be.
I mean, you got to be able to, you want to work with somebody. Like, just because you want a championship, it's not like, oh, let's bring him in here and run him, have him run things. You want to be able to run things yourself if you're Leon Rose and work with somebody, especially after having somebody that you were as close as you could be with.
I get Tom that, Vito. And I agree with that. But to not even have the conversation with a guy who's won a championship, like, all right, let's just get in the room and have dinner and let's look each other in the eye and let's exchange philosophies. Let's see what the hell happened with Denver. And if I get it, and then listen, then your instincts and you got to be on point. If you feel like you can't work with them from Leon Rose or Dolan and all those guys' perspective, you don't hire them. But to not talk to them to me is ridiculous.
You know, one thing that I was thinking when we were talking about the Rick Brunson stuff.
Yeah.
Now, again, I want Jalen Brunson to be happy. So whatever that means, and already they screwed that up by firing Tom Thibodeau. But now even more so, I think it's important to treat Jalen Brunson right. And I'm assuming that he's going to want his father there. But I do think that Rick Brunson's presence dating back to his college days can be a problem. Because of what I said before, meaning that Rick Brunson, there's nobody better on this earth to coach Jalen than his father.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm saying that, then what do you think Rick Brunson thinks? Obviously, he thinks the same thing, right?
Yeah.
So if you're Rick Brunson and you've been coaching your son his whole life to get to this point, and now they've had success together at the NBA level, how is it going to be if somebody else takes over that Rick Brunson feels like he should be in charge of, like, mm-hmm. let's say Johnny Bryan?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how that works, which is why I said I'd rather just make Rick Brunson the head coach.
Oh, my God. There's no way he's going to be the head coach. There's zero chance.
I'm just saying, BT, it could create... Otherwise, now you're going to get eliminate him from the equation,
mm-hmm.
but that's going to be a problem.
Well, that's why I think it's time for Rick Brunson to go. I mean, see ya.
Right, but okay, but now there's another problem. How that impacts your superstar player.
Yes, and where you and I seem to disagree is that I don't know because I'm not in his body and his mind, but I strongly believe that the level of professionalism and the level of focus within Jalen Brunson is so high, and the character in that young man, that he would very quickly move past his dad no longer being on the staff.
I did hear that it was a problem at Villanova.
With his dad?
Meaning that his dad was, yeah, his dad was, you could imagine, whatever, put yourself in his spot. You're coaching your son, and if you're, now I don't know how you would do it specifically, but a hands-on, prominent figure.
Yeah.
Think about it. Rick Brunson played in the NBA, you know what I'm saying? Like,
coached at Temple, head coach.
So what I'm saying, like,
yeah, so,
now when,
yeah, yeah.
Just his presence there.
Yeah.
Could be an issue for the people that are doing the job.
Now, I agree.
Okay. So now take it to the NBA level, which the same thing could apply.
Mm-hmm.
But at least you had Tibbs, who was fine with Rick and fine with Jalen. Like, they all worked together well.
Because they've known each other forever.
This might, in fact, be the next biggest thing here. Forget about who it is. Whoever it is, how they are either forced to have Rick Brunson.
Which would be a disaster.
Which I'm assuming is going to be the case.
I'm not assuming that.
Or if they want Brunson out, Rick mm-hmm. Brunson out, and the Knicks acquiesce, Leon Rose or whatever, now how that's going to impact Jalen Brunson. Like, this could be the biggest dynamic to the Knicks moving forward.
What is the bigger fear? That Brunson wouldn't handle his dad being fired well, or Rick being forced down the throat of a new coach and Rick creating some tension? I know my answer.
I know what yours is. Mine's going to be the opposite.
Really?
Yeah, I'd worry about Jalen.
I don't worry
about
that. You
got to put yourself in his shoes, dude.
I'm trying to.
It's not our father, so we could be disconnected for it. But you got to remember their relationship and how tight they are. If this weren't a thing for years, I could understand it. And I could see your side of it. I know it could be a problem. But it's a problem I'm willing to deal with because I'd be worried about how Jalen would respond without Tibbs, without his father. Remember, he's the captain of this team. He's not just some player.
Yeah.
He's the leader and captain. He took less money to be here.
Which means he should understand that if his dad's a detriment to the rest of the team, it's got to be about the majority, not himself. And oh yeah, by the way, you know, Rick Brunson wasn't coaching him in Dallas. Rick Brunson wasn't coaching him at Nova. That was Jay Wright. Rick Brunson didn't coach him in high school. Like, Jalen Brunson, now again, the seeds that were planted behind the scenes, the work ethic, knowing how the NBA works, Jalen Brunson is not an NBA player without his dad. But he has absolutely flourished as a high-level college NCAA champion and Big East superstar and NBA superstar without his dad. There is evidence that he can function without his dad.
Maybe you're right. I just feel like, well, there is. That's a fact. You can't dispute that. But now that they've been together with the Knicks,
I'm not saying it's not risky. I'm going to grant you that. But I cannot risk the franchise. I don't want to use the word poison. That's very unfair to Rick.
Right.
I'm just saying that to keep it moving. I just can't. I got to start over. I have to. Now that they've made the decision.
At the risk of turning your superstar off.
Yes, only because I believe that Jalen Brunson is a top flight, highest of character individual, and he will handle it well.
Yesterday, watching Senga deal, watching the Mets roll, McNeil hits a three-run homer. They're up 4-0 in the sixth inning, cruising right along, about to sweep the Nationals. And Alonzo makes a bad throw on a play at first base where Senga's running over to cover. He jumps up, comes down, grabbing his hammy. The feeling was just a sickening. Oh, God. Like, guys get hurt all the time. It happens. But, like, that, to have that happen, it was just sickening. And, look, before we get into the ramification of this, I got to say this. While this may not be Pete Alonzo's fault, dude, learn how to throw the effing ball. I mean, come on now. Learn how to throw the effing ball. It's as simple as a play. Like, I feel bad for Pete because he feels awful about this, and I'm not saying that's why the injury happened. Matter of fact, Senga said afterward he felt it before the leap.
Yeah.
You can believe that if you want. I choose to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Still, it's not an excuse. Forget about the injury. What if he throws it over his head and it costs the Mets a game in the postseason? Pete Alonso at first base is a liability because he can't throw the baseball. Learn how to throw the ball. Goodness sake, Pete. I mean, it's a simple play. Throw the ball. Pick it up and throw it. He's aiming it. He's flailing it. He's flopping his wrist. I can't take it. Learn how to throw the ball. Now, with that being said, I mean, good God, dude. I'm sorry. No, I had to get out of my system.
I mean, I just keep going by all means. This
no,
is good.
I feel bad.
I just have one thing to insert. Hashtag MVP.
Keep going. You got to throw the ball. I feel horrible for him. He was wearing it afterward. Like, yeah. He feels bad. I get it. He doesn't have to be Keith Hernandez or Donnie Baseball around the bag. But, dude, throw the ball.
He's a train wreck throwing the baseball. It's in his head. I never liked his throwing motion, even before this kind of crept in. You know, you hear the yips. I don't really know. Now you're incorporating the brain, which is obviously taking over the bodily functions and the mechanics at that point. I don't know. I'm not a sports psychologist, but he's just... He's aiming it. He's not just flowing being an athlete. He's got a problem throwing the baseball.
Okay,
big problem.
So that's number one. And then in that same inning, after that play, the sickening feeling continued until Tyrone Taylor made a terrific catch in center field. All right, exhale, get out of the inning. Mets almost ended up blowing the game.
Yeah.
Thankfully, they did, because that would have been a real disaster. And then, negative feeling coming. But they won the game, so all is well. I don't think the injury is one that's going to kill their season. Like, I think they'll be fine. Senga, his minuscule ERA. He was as nasty as you could be this year for the Mets, pitching like their ace, but getting guys back, BT, they'll be fine. Also, as long as Senga is healthy for the postseason, that's all that I care about at this point. Now, I'd like to see him get back to make a few starts in September before October, but I am okay with this if it's as long as he's back in the postseason.
I mean, he hurt his hamstring. How long is he going to be out?
Well, you know, Senga, that's the thing. I mean, with Senga, you just don't know.
I mean, he walked down the dugout stairs. He walked, I get it, slightly gingerly off the field. I mean, I didn't look like he tore it off the bone.
MRI
it's June.
Today.
He's going to become, he's going to, miss 2 months.
But this is the thing with Senga. You know that. And that's part of why, remember, I can't, you know me, I don't love Senga as much as everybody else.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know. Let the calf last year, obviously the shoulder, the impingement, understood. He's definitely a little more brittle than you want. No, listen, this is not going to sabotage the Mets season because you have Manaea coming back here. But what it does do a little bit is here, like, the Mets' greatest strength right now is they've got an abundance of arms pitching really well.
Yeah.
And in some spots, pitching over who they've ever been
at
this level. If there's a slight regression with one of them and Senga's out for 2 months... Well, now Manaea has to be really good.
Right.
And Clay Holmes can't have an innings issue because of the transition from bullpen to starter. I don't think this is a death blow at all. That's not optimal. I wish it didn't happen, but that'd probably be fine.
The margin for error becomes less with this. Now, Manaea coming back should help. Montas coming back eventually, you would think that should help. Or are they going to pitch to the level of Senga? I think Manaea is their best pitcher, period. But he's got to come back and actually do it. He hasn't pitched at all this year. And, some could say, not that it was a fluke, but the second half, it wasn't like he pitched, like Chris Sale the whole year. He changed his arm angle and he turned into an ace the second.
I think it was 18 starts. He went 17 or 18 starts.
Okay, whatever. So once he did that, he looked like a different pitcher. Now he was effective anyway. I think he'll be fine. I trust him to be their best guy. And I like the idea of having him fresh on in October because he hasn't pitched yet to date. So maybe the same thing can be said about Senga when he does come back. I just hope it's not one of these he's shut down for, where are we now, June?
Yeah,
July.
Middle of June here.
Yeah, all right, so is 2 months fair?
I mean, 2 months seems a little excessive.
Right,
again, based on the optics of the actual injury, I mean, there's hamstring injuries where you do like, I'll see this guy in 2 months. It's gonna be 3 months, like grade 3 off the bone, like he's cooked. I didn't get that sense, but I'm not providing the imaging. I don't know.
All right,
didn't look that bad.
2.5 months would be, let's say, the rest of June, July, August. If as long as he comes back, even mid-September, I need a couple of starts just to get him ramped up.
Yeah, unlike last year when he was just kind of thrust back in at the end.
Yeah. Now, remember, too, the big difference is he didn't pitch at all last year.
No, I know.
He came back for that one start, then got hurt again.
Yes.
So he didn't pitch at all. At least this year he's pitched for a few months, and you saw what he could do.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm not ultimately worried about it, but obviously not a great thing to have happen with the Manchester. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. The number to call. Back to the conversation about the Knicks and their head coach. Sal is in Keyport. What's up, Sal?
Hey, good morning, guys. What's happening, fellas?
What's up, buddy?
Before we talk about the Knicks real quick, have you noticed that Soto, he raised his average about 30, almost 20-some-odd points this week?
No, we haven't noticed.
Yes, it was 234 now. I looked this
did you
morning.
Listen, did you listen yesterday, Sal? Where were you? Come on, did the whole show on Soto.
Sorry, I'm in the backyard with my daughter doing my getting ready. I put in a pitch and putt in my backyard.
Look at you.
Avens and stuff, yeah. Yes.
There you go, buddy.
She came over yesterday from Manhattan, and she helped me finish it off.
Now, Sal, while we love that, you can do that with either the radio on in the background or the Odyssey app.
We have music going. She wanted music.
What kind of music? What kind of music? Give me a genre.
We have our own. I have my own playlist, so we had some Italian, some rap.
But Sal, here's the problem with that.
Everything, bro.
I respect it.
There is no problem with that. I had somebody helping me.
I get it. The problem with that is now you call up and talk about Soto a day late and a dollar short, like we did the Soto stuff yesterday.
So sorry. Yeah. So sorry. But let's get to the Knicks. Can't they go the opposite way and go to the WNBA and maybe get somebody from there? Maybe Rebecca Lobo would like to coach the Knicks. Maybe
is she qualified?
Jackson?
I mean, does she want to coach? I don't know. Just get the best coach.
I think she's qualified.
I'm not saying she's not.
I think she's qualified.
She might be.
And is she a coach?
I don't know. Patrick, she's just broadcasting.
Yeah, but
coaching.
So what? What? She won't come from behind the mic to
coach I'm not saying that, Sal. I'm not saying that.
That would be fantastic.
Well, or it could be awful.
Patrick Ewing? What the hell did he
Patrick
do that
Ewing.
He's not getting a shot?
Oh, Sal, I can't. Sal's all over the map here. Good God almighty. Sal. Honestly, I wonder if your daughter comes over a lot. You sound grumpy.
Sal, come on. I mean, I'm all for, hey, if there were a head coach in the WNBA that was qualified, and I want somebody with experience. So I don't want Johnny Bryant because he doesn't have enough experience.
Yeah, sure.
So it can't be like, let's say, Becky Hammon, who has experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's the one that I would know.
Yeah, Spurs bench.
Yeah, okay. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I mean, just do the process. Whoever you think is best, get the job.
Fair enough. But I'm not pulling people out of the broadcasting ranks. And we also went over the Ewing stuff yesterday. Again, Sal, if you put down the Italiano music and listen to BT and Sal, you'd be up on these things. I get it. You can't listen all the time, but...
Well, you think he's blasting Dominic the Donkey?
Yeah, I know. Maybe the, when the moon is your...
by a great piece of Barrett's Vulper. Moment of the day. Don't knock it, buddy. Big moment today on Bulver
Geo. Sal also was going to say that, hey, I don't know if you guys went over this, but I got a great call for Anthony Volpe's home run. If he hits a home run. Hey, Sal, come on. Let's get back to the calls here. Pablo called from Miami. What's up, Pablo?
Hey, Sal and BT, man. How you doing, guys?
What's up, Pablo?
What's up, man?
Hey, it's a pleasure, man, to be talking to you guys. Finally, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
That's awesome. Our pleasure, buddy. Go ahead. What do you got, man? Welcome.
No, man, I was just hearing when you guys were talking about Pete Alonso issues throwing to the first base, and I was thinking about that a lot, and I think Pete, for the most part, has a pretty good defense in first base.
Mm-hmm.
His major issue is the throwing, to the running pitcher. But I think that they should consider using Pete more as a DH, and I want to know what you guys think about that.
Who's playing first?
I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing this out. You know, to try to minimize, those issues, especially like towards the playoffs.
Pablo, I'm thinking the same thing as you, and thank you for the call. I'm thinking the same thing as you. Now, you know me, BT. I've said this for years. I even said this in the offseason about Pete. He should be the DH. Pay him like a DH. Get a first baseman who you don't have to worry about the defense. Problem is they're in season now, and the current options that they have aren't better than Pete.
Yep.
Let's say Vientos is back healthy. He's not a gold glove defensive first baseman anyway.
No,
so you're going to have to live with it this year.
Yeah, I agree.
But beyond this year, I don't mind paying Pete and have him be here. They clearly need his bat in the lineup. I do mind him being the bulk first baseman or the first baseman. He's going to be upset with that. I don't care. I can't live with it. Dude, one bad throw could cost you a World Series.
A couple of bad throws have cost some games this year. No, he just, it's just ugly, man. He doesn't throw the ball well. It's actually embarrassing how he throws. But, I mean, to bench him from the position, that's not something I'm doing yet. I'm not doing that in the middle of the season. Even if they had somebody like a Doug Mankiewicz type, remember the Red Sox?
Yes, that's exactly what I want.
And locally,
I want
too.
Somebody who could put the bat on the ball, but be a gold glove type first baseman.
Yeah, I mean, do those guys, are they around? Are they available? I'm not saying you don't kick the tires, but we both know Pete's not getting, he's going to be on first base. Whether you like it or not, they're not benching.
But then what? You have to cross your fingers and hope in a postseason series? Forget about the
pretty
World
much.
Series.
Yeah, pretty much.
Dude, you can't have it. You can't have it. When you know going in, you got to hold your breath, cross your fingers. Like, he's got to fix it. He's got
to
figure it out.
And I don't think it's just the tosses to the pitcher covering. You know, 3-6-3, plays at home, cutoffs. Like, there's just, he throws the ball awful.
It's clearly in his mind.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.